Okay, we want to finish up the sugya of Nias Asada to add a couple of extra points.
The basic shitot that we've seen, which you guys did chazara today also,
some of the things that I want to add that we haven't pointed out, we're basically up to the Rambam Shita. I would love to do Tosfos, but we ran out of time. Who asked the same questions? But if you look at the Rambam, so we started yesterday looking at the Rambam Hilchos Shita Asor. That also the Rambam, when it came to Hilchos, if we just looked at the Rambam in Hilchos Yibam the Chalitza, in Perek Dalet, we saw there that there's two questions. One, number one, what is the Rambam Shita? And again, what's the comparison between Hilchos Shabbos, Hilchos Chalitza, and Hilchos Yom Kippur? So the Rambam says in Perek Dalet, what does he say about the wooden shoe? Anybody remember? What does it mean? That's the whole terminology. If I do a chalitza, the sandal shall eat umechupa or oitakar kito or chayat shoser or shkalt the sandal shall small narrow boy manit or shelo minal shelo or etc. Then the chalitza is shared. That's only if it's there's mechupa or. Correct? The Rambam says chalitza, the min al shobegit is not a chalitza. A chalitza of eight without the or, it says is what? Chalitza so psula. So one could read the Rambam and help us even chalitza and say, this is sandal chalitza. Is that considered a shoe? No. So the question is that the Rambam Shita straight through? So therefore, what I then apply is say that it's not a shoe, and the same thing with Yom Kippur. And therefore, if I would go now to the Rambam and Hilchos Shvi'is Asur, and I would assume that when he talks there, whatever type of shoe it is, the Rambam must hold formally a wooden shoe is not a shoe. Could be for different reasons, as we've said. It could be because it's not leather. It could be, what else? Function. Right? Its function maybe doesn't provide comfort. Could be that people don't walk with wooden shoes. That's not normal. It's not the derech of people to walk that way, which is maybe an ulterior definition. We talked about what's called a shoe. Might be the question of, is it the derech to walk that way? Right? Is that the derech to walk that way? So when we opened up the Rambam in Hilchot Shvitat Asor, Moses' language, does he say explicitly about a wooden shoe? Perek Yimol. What does he say? Asur lino minol v'sando afilu v'raglo achat. U'mutr latzei v'sando shosham v'shogemi v'chayotzei bahem. V'korech adam beged al raglav v'yotzeho. Sha'arei koshi ha'aretz magia l'raglav u'markish shuhu yachid. So the Rambam doesn't mention anything about wood. He mentions that you're allowed to go with sandal shosham and shogemi. He says you can do the sweatshirt. And he explains the reason why you can do the sweatshirt is shari koshi aretz magil raglav markishu yachid. Some people want to say based on the Rambam, just like he said by Hilchos Yibum Chalitza, is an eitz a shoe? It's not a shoe. So the mirror is not a shoe, and therefore the Rambam would say it's mutter. Right? Other way, another way to say it is what?
That
maybe there's a difference between Hilchos Yibum and Chalitza and Hilchos Nil Sando and Yom Kippur. What's the difference? Do I care if it's formally a shoe or not when it comes to Yom Kippur? Maybe that is not the criteria. But what's the criteria? You hear this? What's the criteria?
They should feel
the inuit. Sharei koshi ha'aretz magia l'raglav u'margish shehu yachif. Could very well be that the Rambam says that I don't care about the formal definition. It's true. If I look at Hilchos Yibum v'Chalitza, a wooden shoe is not a shoe. But it might be that it provides enough protection that therefore the Rambam would say a sandal shel eitz on Yom Kippur is a problematic because I'm not going to be able to feel the pain. So when it comes to Yom Kippur, as much as we had said mi'ila sandal, the Rambam would say there's a whole other idea. There's a definition of sandal when it comes to Yibum v'Chalitza, when it comes to Hilchot Shabbat. When it comes to Yom Kippur, there's a whole other criteria. And that criteria is inuit. And therefore, even if definitionally it's not considered a what? A shoe. But the problem is, it might protect you from the kosher arts and therefore you would not be able to wear it.
What inuit is there in Shabbos?
What? Inuit is not in Shabbos. That's a different criteria. No, over there. By Shabbos, he talks about difference. Shabbos, when he looked at Hilchos Shabbos, he talked about Derech Malbush. If you looked at the Rambam there. Therefore, when the Mishnah Berurah brings down what we saw yesterday, the Bach, so the Bach brings down this concept of Yachif, very similar to the Rambam. He says, the Mishnah Berurah says that you should be Machmir for it. However, first of all, does the Shulchan Aruch say this at all? We looked at the Shulchan Aruch. Shulchan Aruch Tof Reish Yud Dalet. What does the Shulchan Aruch say? Let's read the Shulchan Aruch together. At Fordecai, you should have it there. Tof Reish Yud Dalet. What does he say, the Shulchan Aruch? Let's be smart and see. Halach L'maisa, what do we have to do here? Based on all these Shitot. First he says, Asur lin ol sandal, o min al shor. So there's 2 points here. Number one, what does he say? The halacha brings down, it's asur to wear both the sandal or min al shor. 2 points. What are the 2 points I want to say here with the halacha? Number one is, what? Right? He makes a distinction, as we had talked about from the Tosfos Yeshanim, and from Rashi Yevamos. I might have thought that maybe only a minnow is a problem, and not a sandal, because one of them is what? A thicker leather, and therefore it holds on to your, it's more of a chaloshim minnow. And maybe sandal is not a problem. That's what Tosfos Yeshanim had brought down when he spoke about that the first week. We pointed that out in Rashi Yevamos. La halacha, we don't make any distinction. And therefore, whether it's a sandal or a minal, it's us. But then he says, what? Of? Or? Who is he basking like? Which shita? The rib. Good. Next part. Afilu ka vakita v'chayotzebo. Afilu shel eitz. But he doesn't stop there. He says only if it's what? Umichupeh or us. Sounds like from here, if it's a regular wooden piece, maybe it's not us. Only if it has what? It has some or. Now the question comes halachically, that's the simple pshat, as we'll say. If he only says mechubor, halachically is a machlokes achronim. How much or, when we talk about how much or is there, do you have to be worried about? Can I have my shoelaces to have or? Piskei Tshuvos, and I looked at an article, but the Piskei Tshuvos brings it all down also. The question is there's different achronim whether you're machmir by leather shoelaces or not. So I'm saying again, it's not part of the shoe at all. leather suit shoelaces. Okay, it's not Ephraim. There's three of missing shoes here. The what? So that's again the question. How much is it any leather? Is it that be part of the Iker shoe? Let's say there's no leather belt is fine. Leather belt is fine. I'm talking about specifically on the shoes. Ni'ilas asam. Afilu kava kita v'chayotzeko afilu shalitzim v'chukam or. So halachically, there's that question about the shoelaces. Aval shal gemi or shal kash or shal beged or shal shar binim mutar afilu latzeis b'mishu sarabim. What is this afilu latzeis b'mishu sarabim? Not only inside. Because we saw an opinion that said what? That it's only asar in to the latzeit. Why is it also latzeit? Apayah shal beged. What did we say? We saw that brought down in the Iran, quoted the opinion from the Rush. We saw that the Bachi talks about that. So he says, no, you're allowed to wear it. Now, did we see another opinion that's not brought down in the Halacha? What are the two opinions that we see? We saw the opinion that says that on Apayah shal beged, it's even asar inside. Right? Even inside. Which opinion is that? Where do we see that? Who did the wrong quote? Not the Gemara? Tosefta. Maran had said it was a messed up Tosefta. We saw there was an opinion that said even the Tosefta, the simple shot of the Tosefta was that an Apaya shal beged is what? Is asur. Why would it be asur in the house? Why would it be asur? Because maybe you're not getting the proper inoy, because it's protecting you. Or, on a certain level, maybe it looks like a shoe. Right? That's what we had saw in the Ram also. Maybe it's domeb, it's suratan, shel sago. But la halacha, we don't pass in that. And therefore, if it's gemi or kash or shel beged or shashar minim, mutar afil lo tzeis ben mishu sarabim. Says the Mishnah Berurah that there are achronim that are machmir even of eights, even if it's not mechupe or. We saw why. Because it might be that what? It might be that a sandal shal eitz is considered a shoe. Who would say that a sandal shal eitz is considered a shoe? Why would achrona be machmir? Yeah? Why would achrona be machmir? What do you say? Even before the Bach. The Baal Mor says everything that protects is a shoe. And therefore, when Elio Rabo, which is quoted by the Shavur, says, Yesh achronim that are machmir by sandal shal eight, it could vary even the Bach is the more extreme piece. But even if you just have like the Baal Mor, which is the most one, it's the secondary strict approach. That's already what the Mishnah Berurah was saying. The chaim, he says, yesh machmirim shelo latzeit b'minal hasuyim b'levadim shekorin valk, which is a very hard surface. Vasui kibinal shalom v'magin al regel. This is from the Bach. Veino margish klal shu yachif v'la b'chlal inoihu. This is the Bach that we saw yesterday. That said, and we said it's also an opinion of the Bahag and others, that says that you'll take it milas asamble as literally as possible. Since the big issue is what? Yachif. Since you have to feel inoy, we saw this in the Shitas Rambam today. That you would have to be machmir for that. Now, the Mishnah Berurah says, Vine. I mean, Sivkat and Hay. Am she'in limchot biyara mekili, acharesh ha'shochan arach and rov achromim, do not paskin like this Bach. And he himself in the Bir Halacha says, we don't paskin like this Bach. He says, mikom okom nishe efsharo, nochum lahachmir bazeb, ve'lelech ba'antiyot shabeget kenahu. But for sure, if you can go outside, you can do this. So he says, if you want yesh lahachim, or you should be machim. Okay? Now, the truth is, the Birkas Avraham had a big problem with this. Why should I be machim here if most poskim say that that's a chumrah? So why would I be machim here like this Bach? But for 1 second, the Bach, just so you should know, even though the Bach said yachif, and yesterday we said barefoot, some wanted to say when he meant barefoot, he didn't really mean barefoot, should have barefoot. He said even like socks. Socks would be okay. It's not any type of, I guess, substance that looks, I mean, again, you could have said barefoot, and therefore nothing that covers your feet. Okay? Some say that even the Bach meant only socks. What is the Svara to say that you should be machmir like the Bach? Yeah, Mr. Bromwitz? Oh. So one answer would be because the Yom Kippur by Ni'ilas Sandal is a Din Doraisa. And therefore, by Yom Kippur, maybe I should be machmir because it's a Din Doraisa. This is based on the first week, 40 days ago, that we talked about. Is it a Din Doraisa of the other Chamesh Inuyim? And we saw the Shita Zarambam that said Shabbaton, that all the Inuyim are Doraisa, including Ni'ilas Sandal, and therefore you should be machmir. As opposed, if you look in Hilchos Tisha B'Av, in Siman Tav Kuf Nun Dalet, there, when he brings down the halacha of Ni'ilas HaSandal on Tisha B'Av, in Siv Tet Vav, which I asked you to see, if you didn't see it, just listen to it now, Siv Tet Zayin, Ni'ilas HaSandal, Davka Shal Or, that's what's awesome. Al Shal Beged, Al Shal Eitz, Al Shal Sham, V'Gemi Mutter, the shall eat the chupa or is awesome. Here, if you look at the Mishnah Berurah, he's not going to say that you should be machmir. Why not? The answer would be, definitely this is how the Birkas HaRam explains it, because that's their Rabbanim. That's one way to explain why yesh lahachmir. Because this would be Doraisa, by Ni'ilas HaSandal, by Yom Kippur, and be their Rabbanim. Obviously, that's only according to the Shita that we've said, that all the other Yinim are Doraisa. But many people said that the rest of the Inuim, based on a lot of Rishonim, said, I mean, Tommy, Yeribitha, etc., that's only the Rabbanan, therefore that distinction wouldn't hold water. What distinction would you have to make then? What distinction would you have to make then? Let's say I hold, like all the other Rishonim, that the Inuim, including Ni'ilas HaSandal, is the Rabbanan, so why is there a distinction? Why does the Mishnah Berurah say, Yesh Machmirim by Yom Kippur? But not Yesh Machmir by Tisha B'Av. What's the other distinction that you can make? Not that it's a din in Doraisa versus the Rabbanan, but, no? What do you say? What? Zero? No? What else? What would be fundamentally different? It's true that both there's an Isra Ni'ilas HaSandal on Tisha B'Av and there's a Ni'ilas HaSandal on Yom Kippur. But what is the Chiyuv based on? What we've said so far. Sammy, what do you say? Inor! It could very well be that I should be machmir by Yom Kippur, not because the Inu is Doraisa. I know, like the other Rishonim, it's the Rabbanim, they're both the Rabbanim. But, plus, by Yom Kippur, it's v'initim enav shoteichem. Once it's v'initim enav shoteichem, that's why the Mishnah Berurah says, yesh lachmir. Not because Doraisa is the Rabbanim, but because why? Because there's an idea of Ni'ilas HaSandal is a chalos of Inu. And like we said, it may not be even the formal definition of what a shoe is. That's not important. What is the Inuy? As opposed to what? As opposed to Tisha B'Av, Ni'ilas HaSandal is not a din in Inuy, it's a din in Avelos, it's a din in the fasting, but there's no concept of Inuy that way. One could say. That would be two distinctions. Finally, I asked you to see Rav Nemetzal. Anybody have that sheet? Rav Nemetzal, we're bringing this down, just want to read one more time. Quoted the Vilna Gaon, who said to be machmir, to have shoes in hinskurot mikol tzad, if they're closed from all sides, umbiginot ala rega. Sounds like that he's being machmir like who? Like the Balamor. If they're sakur mikol tzad, umbiginot ala rega. Or, imatachtit kashet, if the bottom of the shoe is hard, also the grass seemed to be machmir. Why? Says Rav Nemetzal, because it ain't no margish inoy. Even a feel inat skuro, but feel inat beor, you should be machmir, says the Gra, either because of a Bach or like we saw within this Rambam. However, says Rav Nemetzal, he heard from his Rebbe Rav Shlomo Zalman Orbach Zatzal, that in the nowadays we all have a din of instantness. We're all a bunch of spoiled Nike brats. And therefore, v'lachein, yesh lahakel, if it's shoes that are not of leather, even according to the opinion of the Vilna Gaon. One other piece that Mr. Geller had asked me at the beginning of the week, sneakers. So it comes back to the question of sneakers. Can you wear sneakers? Because again, obviously it all depends on how we define it. But sneakers definitely protect us. Sneakers definitely, within the function, it definitely works at it. Obviously, if it's purely leather, that wouldn't be a problem. If I'm wearing Converse, that's not leather. The issue is, derech lalechet, it used to be that people would not be derech lalechet. Therefore, if you're a person all year round, wears those Converse sneakers, would probably, Sturbach has a long article which the machine didn't let us photocopy. But it says that maybe you should be machmir then if you're a person who's always wearing Converse sneakers, even though they're not leather. Again, coming back to the definition, Nila Sato, if it's you're the derech lalechet there, that would be a issue also. Questions? Yeah? On a regular
Tanisibor?
It didn't happen. There's no Chamei Shinui when it comes to
that piece. Is it in between
Yom Kippur and Tishbuk?
Because it is, it'll be more
Machmir
than Tishbuk.
Which Tanisibor?
Like
Shabbos
for
Tammuz, you're talking about?
No, the
public
fast.
By the following days, when
it'll rain? They're talking about that we discussed in Yuma.
Yeah.
Instead of talking that there is.
It was at a level higher than Tishbuk since it was a different halacha.
Even
according to the Bach, it's brought down in the Pesach Shuvos that he didn't really mean literally barefoot, even socks are okay. And the idea would be there that even if you want to say it covers, it has absolutely no tsurah of a shoe at all.
Is that okay for like diving persons and stuff
like that? Yeah.
Yeah,
in
case
some people would say that maybe it's not covered, but different discussion, halacha.
Very interesting.
Yeah, yeah. The whole question of davening without socks and sandals. It's a nice discussion. We'll get there. No problem. We'll talk about
what it means. The Gemara talks about being the davening without socks.
So if you're a kibbutzik, and you're a person who wears short shorts, and you walk to the prime minister that way, there'd be absolutely no problem. If you're a person in DRS, who would never walk up to President Obama and Congressman Kerry in short shorts and sandals and have pizza in his face, so then you should not be walking around. You shouldn't be diving in sandals. It's very much cultural that way also. That's the small version of it. Okay, there are more things to do, but we got to finish up. So that's the basic halacha of Nila Sandal. Looking forward to reading everybody's article to summarize, to make sure what the Nila Sandal is. Mr. Sturman, you're up.